You know, I made a big deal last week about the fact that I was covering a book that was finally about something at which I am an expert. Pottying. I don't know why I gestured to my right. I'm not going to put up an image. I'll put up an image of a potty. Pottying. But this week is... It's a subject that I might even be more of an expert on. That's right, boys and ghouls. It's nap time. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Parent Stained Bear cast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez. And this week we are covering taking a nap. It's all about laying down in the middle of the day, sleeping, waking up, feeling terrible, not knowing where you are. That's right. It is nap time, babies. And what better way to explore the wonders that are nap time than with a book about a kid who doesn't want to take a nap? That's right. It's Gosh dang it all the heck. I cannot say the title. For literally years, whenever covering previous Berenstain Bears books, I found it impossible to say Berenstain Baby Bears. I found that, as Mike noted when I interviewed him, it does not trip off the tongue very daintily. Berenstain Baby Bears is a hard thing to say. However, now I cannot say Baby Berenstain Bears. I'm incapable of saying Baby Berenstain Bears. It's a tongue twister, it's a riddle, and it does not flow trippingly off the tongue. It is Berenstain Baby Bears is all I ever want to say. So I'm working very hard to say. It is the next in the Baby Berenstain Bears board books. Baby Berenstain Bears board books, say that five times fast. It's easy. You can say it five times fast. It's not a tongue twister at all. Baby Berenstain Bears board books. 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 It's not a tongue twister at all, but it is a thing that exists in the world. The Baby Berenstain Bears second board book. I assume it's second. There's not really an order to read these in. The Baby Berenstain Bears nap time. Is this one about Teddy Bear? No, it's a honey-focused book. She's a problem child. Once again, thank God. We are finally back into the wonderful world of not knowing anything about Honey Bear, except by what she doesn't want to do. It's a Baby Berenstain Bears nap time from this year by Mike Berenstain, and it is about a kid who is not like me at all, because I love a nap. You hit a certain age. I know this is a cliche thing to talk about. I know many a comedian has made a joke about this. Many a cartoonist has made a hilarious adult cartoon about this. Many a greeting card has made a riotous joke about the fact that you hit a certain age and you want a nap. It's so delightful to lay down, lay your head down and take a nap. But to tell the truth, to be completely, I was not a napping child. My parents never put me down for naps. Once I hit a certain age, I think it was just because I was such a delight to be around. I think it's because my parents didn't want me to sleep, because every moment I was asleep was a moment they did not get to interact with the boy who came into their lives and brought all the gifts of heaven with him. I think they didn't put me down for a nap because me sleeping was giving my delights to the land of dream as opposed to the land of earth, which is where they resided. I think I just didn't like to take a nap, and I didn't attend daycares, and by the time I got to kindergarten, there were no naps during the day, so napping was kind of a foreign concept to me. My two children, Willow and Mitzi, were definite nappers. Mitzi was a harder napper. That Willow would just go down for a nap. Mitzi, we had to drive her around so she'd take a nap, and by the time she got wise to our plot, that was the end of her nap time. She hated napping. Mitzi still hates going to bed, but I mean, now she's better at it now that she's older, because that's what happens. By the time I got to college, when I hit college though, and I had no regulation, there was nobody making me go to bed. There was nobody there. I mean, I guess in high school, nobody made me go to bed. My senior year, my parents were both working nights, so I was home alone almost every single night. My sister was away in college. My parents were both working at the post office in the evenings, and they were gone until 7 in the morning, so I never saw them past a certain hour. I don't worry. I did not sneak out of the house. I was not a partier or anything. I was a good boy. A good boy. I stayed home. I did stay up too late, though. I stayed up too late all the time. But By the time I got to college, I was a wreck. And so come middle of the day, I would sneak back to my dorm room and just take a nap. Just lay myself out, take a nap. It was a beautiful thing. You wake up like an hour later. You don't know where you are. You feel like absolute garbage. You're drooling all over yourself. Your hair's a mess. Your eyes are all crusted over with sleep. And you've missed like a half of a class. And you haven't gone to theater history in ages. Ages. Your professor looks up when you walk in finally for the final and it just ridicules you in front of the class because you haven't shown up because you've been napping in the middle of the day. So I've always loved a good nap. I really love a good nap now. Like, tell me to take a nap. Baby, that's all I want for my birthday is just unfettered nap time. I work in an office. To my right is a bed that I can sleep in if I want to. So if it's lunchtime, I'm a bit tuckered out. I'll gobble down some gribbage, and then I'll lay my little head down, and I'll escape into the land of Little Nemo. I'll escape into the world of dream and enjoy myself far more than I do when awake. I was almost going to say alive. I'll be dead for like 45 minutes and wake up feeling like crap, but refreshed. So that's my relationship with naps. I love a nap. I love a good nap. Do you love naps? Are you a nap head, a nap person? Do you like to take a nap? I do. I've already talked about it. So this week's book is the Baby Berenstain Bears Nap Time. Let's find out what it's about. So Honey Bear, our focus, she seems shorter in this book. I know that this book is set concurrent with the other books. For some reason, Mike seems to be drawing Honey Bear a little tinier than he had been. But it's time for her to take a nap. She's playing with blocks. Mama and Papa are there during the day, and brother and sister are watching TV. Honey Bear is entertaining herself. She does not want to take a nap. We don't know why. She's playing with blocks, and Mama and Papa look concerned. They're like, she doesn't want to go to sleep. Honey Bear doesn't want to go to sleep. She's like Mitzi. She doesn't like the transitions. She wants to keep doing whatever it is she is doing. Some kids are like this. This is a major nap thing, a major life thing. Some kids, you're like, let's do this now. And they're like, okay. Some kids, you're like, let's do this now. And their brains are like, transitions are hard. They make you in a bad mood. Things are easy once you do them. But for now, transitions are very difficult. So like you, I'm that way as well. I do not like starting to do new things, except take a nap. And Mitzi's always had this problem. I'm telling stories out of school about Mitzi, but she's like a teenager now. This won't affect her job prospects. She didn't like taking a nap. So we had to I had to put her in the car seat and drive around until she fell asleep naturally because it was boring. So Honey Bear is the same way. Doesn't want to do the transition. Doesn't want to take the transition. Doesn't want to take a nap. She wants to play with blocks. Mama and Papa are a bit at odds about what to do about this. And it goes a little bit into what she wants to do. What does she want to do? She wants to ride her tricycle around the neighborhood Wii. She wants to ride her tricycle around the neighborhood Wii. And we see a picture of her on her trike with a helmet. Maybe overkill. I don't know how fast you're going to ride it. Can you fall off a tricycle? I don't know if you can even fall off a tricycle. Look, I'm pro-helmet as anybody. But wearing a helmet on the trike, I don't know. We never tell kids to do that. And I work at a brain injury place. But she's following along behind Brother Bear and Sister Bear and their city bikes. They're riding city bikes because they have like urban bikes because they have like the full covers over the wheels. These aren't like mountain bikes or anything. These are for local travel from to and fro businesses and work and school. They have their full helmets on. These massive helmets. They used to draw bike helmets on the bears that were more like racing bike helmets, but now they cover the full back and stuff. I guess like styles have changed, or maybe Mike is like, well, those didn't seem to like the bears have large heads because they're cartoon characters. Maybe it was important to like show them wearing helmets that were, I don't know. In any case, she's following along behind them. She wants to ride her tricycle around the neighborhood. Wee! And she can't, I mean, but they're not even riding their trikes right now, Honey Bear. They're watching TV. We just saw that. She wants to play soccer with sister. This is a wonderful thing. So Mitzi has recently started playing soccer. She's on the soccer team at her high school. And it's funny. I've talked about this in past soccer episodes. But growing up, and this isn't like something I believe, but growing up, my only experience with soccer was in my sister was on the soccer team. And I never saw boys playing soccer. There were no boy soccer teams as far as I knew. I thought soccer was exclusively a girl sport. I thought it was a sport that girls played in elementary school and then you never played it again. I thought it was like, you know, like hopscotch was presented to us as like something girls did, or jump rope. Like, I thought that's what soccer was. It was the girls' domain. Only girls, and by girls, I mean girl, like little girls, only girls played it. When I wasn't until I got older that I learned that actual adults played soccer. That that there were leagues and teams. Like, it was a big sport in other parts of the world. Thought it was just a game kids played. That's my soccer story. But I do like that, like, sister is a hugely good soccer player. She loves playing soccer. And that Honey associates her older sister with sports, activity, and soccer playing. I do say sister should probably not wear her usual outfit while playing soccer. Probably change into some shorts. A little more rough and tumble outfit. Soccer is a full contact sport. So, sister's going to get filthy. But she doesn't. She just, I don't know. Honey wants to go play with her. It's weird. I don't understand the timeline of this story. Because if you look at the first page, it's time for a nap. Brother and sister are clearly sitting on the couch watching TV. And Mama and Papa look worried. But every time we see one of Honey's fantasies, like riding the bike or playing soccer, we see Mama and Papa in the background looking upset or like concerned. Like they're trying to get Honey to take that nap, but she won't do it. Are we meant to understand that like this is all actually happening? Is it impossible? Because Mama and Papa talk to brother and sister and tell them, look, we need to get your little sister down for a nap. It's been literally hours. You rode your bicycles all over the neighborhood and now you're playing soccer. Please tell your little sister she needs to go take a nap because clearly she's not going to listen to us. She wants to have milk and cookies with brother. Again, Mama and Papa, if this is happening within the confines of reality, if this is really true, and I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say this book must be set before the previous book. Honey Bear, and before the previous books, because Honey Bear is now firmly ensconced in public school. She is now a public school kid. She goes to kindergarten. But in this book, we see Honey Bear sitting in a high chair enjoying milk and cookies with brother. Is this a flashback? I don't understand the timeline here. Listeners, viewers, please help me figure this out. Is this book meant to consist of fantasies in Honey's mind, memories she has of eating milk and cookies with brother that Mama and Papa are privy to? Is she explaining what she wants to do? And Mama and Papa are envisioning Honey doing this in their mind's eye, and that's why they see her in a high chair, because they still picture her as a teeny toddler who can't sit upright? Is that what's happening here? That's the only way I can imagine this fits into anything. I don't understand. Mike Berenstain, so then it's like she wants to do everything except take a nap. And so we see her got coloring on paper with crayons, and Mama and Papa are just beside themselves. They're on a very uncomfortable looking wooden bench. Mama is like hitting herself in the face. Her legs are sticking straight out. She's like laid across Papa's knee in a weird way. Papa is clawing at his face with an agony. Says, Mama and Papa don't know what to do, or didn't know what to do. This is set in the past. Mama and Papa didn't know what to do. Don't give her crayons to play with. Take away her crayons and paper. At this point, you're just enabling her non-napping, her not going to nap, her unnappiness. It's your fault, Mama and Papa. Honey Bear does not have the wherewithal to do all this stuff herself. Clearly, she is still some sort of small toddler. But then guests come over. I don't understand what your tactic is here. Lizzie Bruin shows up to play with sister. But Lizzie brings another cub with her, Lizzie's little brother, Buddy. Do we know about Buddy? Have we met Buddy before? I can't keep track of all the new cubs we've been introduced to, but Lizzie Bruin had an older brother, we know, Barry. Barry Bruin and Lizzie Bruin are brother and sister. Barry is Lizzie's older brother. Does he exist in this continuity? Does he exist in current Mike? Does Barry Bruin exist in modern Berenstain Bears continuity? Or has he been relegated to chapter book continuity at this point? I know he's popped up in other books, but are we saying that Lizzie Bruin has one sibling and that it is Buddy? Or are Barry and Buddy, is she sandwiched between the two of them? Is she a middle child? I don't know. However, she brings Buddy over, and Buddy doesn't want to play with sister and Lizzie and brother. Buddy wants to go off and do his own thing. Fortunately, Honey Bear is there. to take his hand. So Lizzie shows up with Buddy walking. He's walking. He looks to be about 2. Honey Bear takes his hand and walks off with him. She is taller than he is. She is clearly meant to be the older of the two bears. So what is she supposed to be at this point? 4? If she's 4, she wouldn't be in a high chair. 3? If she's 3, would she be in a high chair? I don't know. Again, could the high chair have been... I'm just asking questions here. Could the high chair have been a flashback to a simpler time? I don't know. But she, like an older sibling, takes Buddy by the hand and they go off to play. Buddy wants to play in Honey's room, and she has this giant, I want to say, amazing-looking, giant blue stuffed pony. Let's talk about giant soft stuffed animals for a second. There are 2 schools of giant stuffed animals. I know you know what I'm going to talk about. 1, the horrid giant stuffed animal. The kind of giant stuffed animal you win at a carnival or a fair. They're huge. They're baggy. They're sacky. They look amazing up on a hook. You grab them. You hug them. They're rough. They're filthy. They're kind of scratchy. Worst case scenario, they're stuffed with like unyielding like foam, like styrofoam pellets that feel terrible. Like, and then you just sort of take them home and shove them aside and don't ever think about them. Worst case of all scenario, this was a big thing when I was a kid. You get these cheap stuffed animals, they would always have some sort of sticker on them that meant to represent a belly button. I hated stuffed animals with belly buttons as a kid, did not understand the purpose of them, particularly a like black as midnight belly button. Like, you, instead of a navel, you had some sort of like collapsed star where your umbilical cord had been. Like, there was just a pit of nothingness right there in your belly. I would always rip that thing, cut that thing right off. Hated the obligatory belly button sticker. Hated it. But it was always on carnival prizes. But the other side is the massively incredible, wonderful, funderful, giant stuffed animal. The kind you used to see at F.E.O. Schwartz. F.E.O. Schwartz used to have these giant stuffed dogs. We got one, and by we, I mean my Willow's mom and I, years ago, got one for Willow. This giant soft dog called Soft Dog. We just called it Soft Dog. And this thing was huge for a child. Huge, like bigger than a child. F.E.O. Schwartz was like the gold standard for giant, soft, super soft stuffed animals. And that's what I assume this pony is too. Looks a little floppy, not too stiff. Buddy loves this stuffed pony so much. Honey loves the pony. He loves the pony. He wants to snuggle with the pony. Honey wants to snuggle with the pony. She decides to snuggle with the pony too. Bickety bam, they fall asleep. That's all it took. A little snuggling with a big soft pony bear, and they fall down into a pile of pillows. All she needed was a snuggle with a furry friend. Happy nap time. That's how it ends. Mom and Pop are like standing over them like hot dog. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. Honey did it herself. She found a way. She was comfortable putting herself down for a nap. She fell asleep. And that's it. That's the way the book ends. And then if you want to start read more, you have to start the book over. That's the Berenstain, Baby Berenstain Bears. Nap time. That's nap time. A weird book. Following in the footsteps of many previous Berenstain Bears books. Bedtime Battle. Stories like that. And it's many variations of Bedtime Battle. Where the kids don't want to go to bed. Typically the punchline at the end was Mama and Papa end up falling asleep and the kids are awake. Sometimes it's just the kids are rowdy and they don't want to go down, and it takes all like machinations of the parents to get them to go to sleep. In this book, the parents, they do absolutely nothing. Let's take a look again. So it's time for her nap. She wants to go ride bikes. She wants to play soccer. She wants to eat cookies. She wants to scribble with crayons. Literally, the parents don't ever make any attempt to undo this, to not do this, to say you cannot do this. They just clutch their faces in despair. They say, oh, they fall back into their... For those of you listening to this on your media players, the bench they're sitting in is like half of a log sawn in half, like half of a log, like cut hat in half lengthwise, sanded apparently, hopefully. The seat though is just hard wood. And the back is just sticks, like just thick branches. It looks like a terrible place to sit. Papa doesn't even fit on it. You can't lay on this. I don't know why you would have this in your dining room, art room. I don't know where they are. But also, Mama is stiff as a board. Like, just, she is rigid with exhaustion or frustration. I don't know. She just can't handle it. But Mama and Papa didn't try to handle it. They didn't do a ding-dang thing to try to get Honey Bear to take a nap. Try driving her around. Try taking her toys away, like her crayons. You know you cannot play crayons. No, you cannot ride your tricycle around. No, you cannot go play soccer. You can't do... No cookies or milk. It's time for your nap. Go lay down. At least get into your bed and lay there. And maybe you'll fall asleep. Give her a stuffy if she wants a stuffy. They don't do any of that. They leave it to a baby. Another baby who shows up and is like, let's lay down. Let's lay down. I'm going to tell you one thing, though. When I take a nap, I don't have a giant stuffed pony. I don't even have a stuffed animal. I do own stuffed animals. I have this Garfield. I have a Papa Bear. I have a Santa Claus. I have some gnomes. But I don't sleep with them. I don't cuddle them. But when I'm alone taking a nap, I will grab a pillow and hold it close. Like it's a squishable friend who I nap with. You know a little bit about me now. I nap. I squish a pillow. Sometimes I'll you know, like lay with it like that. Not an anime body pillow, not a waifu pillow, just a pillow, not even full length, just a regular size pillow. And I'll hold it like this. So yeah, maybe I do want something squishable while I sleep. I don't know. Maybe I should get a nice big pony so my nap times are more fulfilling. I'm going to be honest with you though, I don't have any trouble falling asleep. I don't have any trouble taking a nap. You lay me down, I'm out, just like that. Just bam, he's gone. We're all the way into dreamland. Having fun with the dream goblins. Give me a nightmare. That's fine, as long as I'm asleep. I had a weird dream the other night where I was given a gun. It was the strangest dream I've had in a long. It was very vivid, like very vivid. I was given a gun and forgot I had a gun, and then I was trying to sneak this gun out of. It was in college, trying to sneak this gun out of college and hide it on campus so that like nobody knew I had a gun. I don't have a gun, nor do I want one. I don't know where that dream came from. It was a very anxiety-inducing dream. So if any of you dream analysts out there want to tell me what it's about, keep it to yourselves, because I want to hold on to it like the beautiful whatever it was, it was. And that's it. That's Baby Berenstain Bears 2025 Nap Time. Is it any good? Make the decision for yourself. I don't know. It's a fun book. Again, I like the way these are illustrated. They're very cartoony. They're very colorful. They're very wonderful, funderful. They got this nice watercolory color to them. The characters are dynamic. They make a lot of faces. They jump in round. There's a lot of good movement. These are pretty books to look at. They look too good together on a bookshelf. These are the only two that have come out so far. I know there's another one coming out soon. Is it some sort of time? Nap time? Potty time? Oops. I accidentally went to my logo. Hospital time? I'm not sure. Mudden time? Vampire time? Painting a fence time? I don't know. I could look it up. They've been announced, but I'm not going to because why give it away? So that's it. That's the Baby Berenstain Bears Nap Time from 2025. My name is Phil. Thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you so much for watching this if you're watching along at home. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be in Elgin, Illinois at the end of September for the Elgin Fringe Festival. You can go to their website to find out more. I'll be performing my one-man show. Trust exercises there for 3 nights. So if you're in the Illinois area and you want to see some theater, come to the Elgin Fringe Festival. This is happening in September of 2025. So if you're listening to this in the future, it's happened. And it went great. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for participating. And I will see you all next time deep in Bear Country.